Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I get to our guests, let me play you a quick clip of the President of the United States saying he's trying to find the authority he needs to shut down the border. Take a listen.
Well, it suggested that we're examining whether or not I have that power. I would have that power under the legislation when the border has over 500,000 people, 5,000 people a day trying to cross the border because you can't manage it. Slow it up. There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
All right, here to talk about it with me, it's an honor to have him on the show. Brandon Judd is a Border Patrol agent, and he is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. Brandon, thank you for making time for me today. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's good to be with you, but I got to say, he's full of crap. That's all there is to it. He's full of it. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, listen, I'm glad to hear you say it.
It just frustrates me. It frustrates me to listen to him just spout out lie after lie after lie to the American people. He knows darn good and well that he has the authority right now. He knows that he doesn't even have to use executive order. All he would have to do is surge immigration judges to the border, hear the asylum claims immediately, and then if they appeal those asylum claims, give them 5 days, let that appeal go through, and in 5 days hear that case again, and then deport them. That is all he would have to do, and that doesn't take executive order. It would take cooperation between DHS and the Department of Justice, and that's all it would take. He has the authority right now. And then, of course, we can go right back to remain in Mexico because the Supreme Court, which determines who has authority, the Supreme Court said that remain in Mexico was legal. He has all the authority in his power right now, but he's trying to deflect because he has completely and totally screwed up the border.
Brandon, I'm glad to hear you say that. You represent a lot of agents. You represent over 17,000 Border Patrol agents and support staff. And I am glad to hear you say all these things because, you know, the media wants everybody to believe that all your people are on the side of we need legislation to empower Biden. And so I'm glad to hear you come out and say the truth. He's got all the power he needs, and he undid all the things Trump did to put us into this situation in the first place.
Yeah, and if you look at legislation, when he talks about that, what about H.R. 2? I mean, if he would push the Democrats to allow HR2 to go before the floor, you know, he talks about legislation, but he talks about a piece of watered down legislation. Now, I'll take anything I can get, but HR2 was the perfect piece of legislation. So, if he wants to talk about that, why doesn't he push Schumer to take that to the floor on the Senate to take a vote? The House already passed that piece of legislation. So again, that's why it's so frustrating to hear when he lies and deflects the American people. And by the way, Rich, make no mistake, he's not looking at doing anything. When you listen to what he said, when he plants that seed of doubt in your head, it's because he's going to come back and say, hey, we looked at everything, and I just don't have the authority. If he were to do something right now, it would prove that he's lied over the last 3 years. It would prove that this is his fault. I mean, we already know that it's his fault, but there are still outlets out there like MSNBC that are going to deflect for him. But the moment he does take some action, MSNBC won't be able to deflect for him anymore, and they won't be able to talk. They'll have to come out and actually tell the truth. That's why he's not going to do anything. He has boxed himself into a corner that he can't get out of.
Brandon, I saw that Bill Malugin from Fox News is reporting that Border Patrol reports they have arrested 54 convicted sex predators who crossed into Del Rio sector illegally since October 1st, including multiple child rapists. Their heinous convictions, including rapes of incapacitated children, sodomy. I mean, it's just it's horrific what these people are guilty of or charged with.
Yeah, and that's what we... And you're right. And that's what we know of. So when you look at the total of people that we take into custody every single day, right now, the Border Patrol, not CBP as a whole, just the Border Patrol is arresting over 3,000 people every single day right now. That's just what we know of. There's another 1,000 that we know of that we detect that we can't apprehend because we don't have the resources to go after them. So those thousands of people every single day that are getting away, we don't know who they are, where they're coming from, or what their intentions are here in the United States. And we know that those are the hardened criminals because they're paying extra to ensure that the government doesn't know that they're here. It's very scary to see what's going on the border every single day. And it's even scarier to know that we have somebody in the White House that cares more about his personal power than he does the American people.
And 147 Chinese nationals were apprehended by Border Patrol in San Diego yesterday. That's not what, over 1,000 apprehensions yesterday, more than 800, which were single adults coming in. I mean, that should raise eyebrows to people, don't you think?
Absolutely. When you look at the number of nations that we're dealing with, there are so many countries that we're dealing with today that want to do us harm. They are enemies to the United States. We know that they want to overthrow our government, and yet we continue to let them in. Those Chinese nationals, the vast majority of which are military-aged men, you know, that are being released into our country, Rich, it's not an if something bad is going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's when it's going to happen. It's the exact same thing as 9/11. The intel was all there that something bad was going to happen. We just didn't do anything about it. Right now, it's the same situation. The intel is there. Something is going to happen, and yet we continue to do nothing. Biden is just, he's just betting that it's not going to happen while he's in office.
See, I think the Democrats want these open borders. It's obvious. I mean, you're in law enforcement. I've never heard of in my life before a situation where not only does the federal government not partner with a state partner or local partner on a law enforcement matter, but fights them in court to make sure that they can't enforce the law, goes to court to say to Texas, you can't help us enforce the law. You've got joint task forces on everything from terrorism to drugs to child trafficking and car thefts. But when it comes to the border, they not only say you can help us, they say we'll take it to court and sue you if you try to help us.
And what ticks every single Border Patrol agent off is knowing that Texas, DPS, working with their National Guard, it actually helps us. It enhances our operations. But when you look at these court filings, when you look at what the administration is saying, they're saying that they're hindering our operations. All you have to do is look at Shelby Park. We don't even have to worry about Shelby Park right now. We're able to deploy our resources to locations that are more troubled spots where people are trying to evade apprehension simply because of what Texas has done. So if this administration was actually honest, they would say, hey, Texas, knock yourselves out. Do the best that you can because you're enhancing Border Patrol operations. But instead, they lie in their court filings, and that's one of the reasons why Mayorkas must be convicted in the Senate.
Brandon Judd is with me. He's the Border Patrol agent and the president of the National Border Patrol Council, representing more than 17,000 Border Patrol agents and support staff. And you heard him say it, Biden's full of crap. And that's a quote, and I like it, and I'm glad you said it. Let me ask you the contrast between what President Trump did and what President Biden undid. And it's important for people to understand this, because Biden got in there, and on day one, right, Brandon, he decided he was going to open up this border. So he undid all the things Trump did.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, so it's night and day. When you look at what Trump actually implemented on the border, it made it a lot more secure. We were able to go after the cartels. We were able to go after the profits. Go back and look at all of the headlines from Mexico about the cartels. Right now, there is no turnover at the top because everybody is fat and happy. And when you're fat and happy, you want to keep the top in place. Under President Trump, the cartels, there was constant turmoil. There was constant turf wars. And that's exactly what we want to see. Because when they're fighting amongst themselves, it gives us a leg up. But when they're fat and happy and they're able to implement their operations, they're able to beat us every single time because we become reactionary rather than proactive. So it's completely night and day. And then, of course, you look at the numbers and how they drop. Look at how the American public was protected because there were less drugs on our street at that time. Go to any police officer at DPS, whether it's county, it doesn't matter. They will tell you that there are more drugs on the streets today than ever before, and that simply because we have an open border. The DEA has said that 95% of the fentanyl that comes into the United States is coming across the southwest border, and yet this administration continues to ignore the hundreds of thousands of Americans that have died because of fentanyl poisoning directly from the cartels.
Fentanyl poisoning is something we deal with in Philadelphia every day, Brandon Judd. I mean, there's a story right now about how they're going to try to clear up Kensington, which, of course, is where you see all those videos of people walking around looking like actual human zombies. And what the city of Philadelphia wants to do right now is they want to boost outreach and police presence. They want to try to clear out some of these encampments. But the fentanyl that is destroying this once prominent neighborhood in Philadelphia has destroyed it and is killing people on a daily basis. It's coming in from the southern border. They make it in China, they bring it to the cartels, and then the cartels bring it over. And then it winds up on the streets of Philadelphia, which is why I keep saying every state, every city is a border state and border city in this country.
Yeah, when I started my career back in 1997, we never saw any of this, even through the Bush administration. And make no mistake, the Bush administration was not good on illegal immigration. But we never saw transnational criminal organizations. We were dealing with cartels that operate in Mexico. Now we're dealing with criminal organizations that operate throughout the entire world. We are arresting people from 161 different nations. That is not something that we've ever seen before. And a lot of these nations that people are coming from, China, the Middle East, from African nations, Eastern European nations, these are countries that want to do us harm. They also have huge criminal enterprises here in the United States. They operate those enterprises. And when you have a border that is wide open is what it is right now, and because our hands are constantly tied up dealing with asylum seekers, these criminal organizations are able to operate with impunity, and that's why you're seeing what's happening in Philadelphia. We can trace the vast majority of crime from people that are from other countries. It comes across our southwest border.
I know you got to run, but the last question I want to ask you is because I care a lot about, my dad was a cop. I care a lot about you, and I care a lot about your fellow Border Patrol agents. How's morale right now?
I've never seen it worse than it is right now. We do not have the backing of this administration. We want to be able to do our jobs. Everybody wants to come to work and feel like they're accomplishing something. We accomplish nothing right now. This is the worst I've ever seen it.
Brandon Judd, stay safe, my friend. Keep up your great work, and we'd love to have you back on the show. President of the National Border Patrol Council. Thanks, Brandon.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.